Hey, we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast.
Do we remember how to do those?
I do. Do you?
No. Which is strange because I'm the one who does them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're talking about music.
Yeah.
We're talking about funny, goth, violin boy. It's such a weird thing to have. And I think that's a lot of the reason that I like him so much.
Yeah.
Is that how often do you have
a fun goth band?
A fun goth band, but also a fun goth violin player.
Yeah.
It's just a very weird thing. So anyway, today we are talking about Voltaire.
We are talking about Voltaire.
So, we're going to start the show with introductions.
Mm-hmm.
I am Michael Colby, of course, podcaster. I'm not going to say extraordinaire, but I will say proficient. I am a proficient podcaster. And then with me, as always, is my very real human, real life child.
Hi. I'm G.
That's my real life child.
His real life child.
And we have, for a long time, disagreed on music. And we decided that ends here. And we are going to find some bands that we both like.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to argue about what we're listening to in the car.
Yeah.
So, and I think we've gotten a lot better at it lately. At picking stuff that the other one's not going to hate.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. So, in case you've forgotten, or if this is your first episode, we are going to be talking about three songs from the artist that we pick. This is my week. We're not going to play the music because we've gotten episodes taken down. They don't like people playing music in their podcasts anymore.
Yeah. What a shame.
So you're going to have to go over to our Spotify list. It's linked in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the songs from all the bands that we've talked about. And yeah, you can listen to the songs there.
Yeah.
And it's a banger of a playlist.
It's a pretty good playlist. There's a good mix of stuff in there.
Very good mix of stuff. But today, we're talking about Voltaire. So, kid, do you want to tell the people the names of the songs and in what order they go? I was talking very slowly for a while I watched you pull out your phone in hopes that you would be doing that.
It's because I was trying to figure out what my Instagram and Twitter names were.
Oh.
But then I remembered that I don't have them on my phone yet.
Helpful. It's yeah, so helpful. I know, that right? That you're good at this. You must get the badness at social media from me because I'm also very bad at it. You can follow me on at my neighbor MICH1 on Twitter, and you'll see that every once in a while when a podcast episode comes out, I post a link to it.
Yeah. And my Twitter and Instagram will eventually be full of my art. It's not yet, even though they've been set up for like 2 weeks now. I just haven't gotten around to it. I also don't remember the handle, so.
Okay, good. Yeah, awesome. Great, excellent. Great.
I'm so good at this. Anyway. Our three songs that we're going to be talking about today are Future Ex-Girlfriend, The Vampire Club, and The Headless Waltz.
Yes. This is another one that I could have picked all of the songs off of one album, and two of them did come off of the same album. a wonderfully titled album, Boo Hoo. So we usually talk a little bit. We usually don't wait 5 minutes to start talking about it, but so this band, I guess, I didn't listen to until, oh man, I was gonna say later in life, but your mom is the one who got me into this, and that was not that was not a short time ago. That was like 25 years ago. So so I guess I've been a fan for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I this was at a time when I was still mostly just listening to fast punk bands and metal and stuff, mm-hmm. and even like Typo Negative, who I like now, you know, a lot of the goth stuff was like, you know, if it wasn't like the Damned or the Misfits or, you know, whatever, I didn't want anything to do with the goth stuff if it wasn't like goth punk.
Yeah.
And Voltaire was actually the one who sort of turned it around for me, because I was like, oh, this isn't just depressing, you know, garbage music. It can also be fun. And then I, you know, started listening to Typo Negative as well. And it's like, oh, these guys are also fun. This isn't like, not all of these bands take themselves super seriously to the point where, you know, it's no fun to listen to them. So, yeah, I really got, but it, this is the one that sort of stuck around in the goth category. Because what a weird, yeah, what a, like, sort of a weird, like I said, the whole thing is just, it's a strange thing to have around. Mm-hmm. And then, once you were born and, like, we started, we've talked about cartoons on this show before, and how I think that those early 2000s to, or the late 2000s, early 2010s cartoons are like the best ones.
Yeah.
And Voltaire was in a couple episodes of The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, which is one of my top three cartoons of all time. Like, what a great show.
That show shaped my childhood.
Oh yeah, just a really good show. And I hate to say it, but you're sort of a Billy. No arguments from me.
Listen, I may not like it, but I can't argue with it.
Yeah, so I didn't put Brains on here, which is sort of the famous, because I knew you knew that one, and you know, whatever.
I haven't heard it.
We should probably watch that.
Yeah.
Not just that clip on YouTube, but we should probably dig out those DVDs of the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy seasons and watch that. Yeah. But we're going to talk about the actual songs that we did pick. So the first one is Future Ex-Girlfriend, which is one of the songs that I heard first that sort of clicked with me. That's like, oh, this is a, you know, again, this goth violin player. And can we just say, Voltaire is one of the hottest. Like, we were, you know, you're looking at the, especially the newer one, the one where he's got the arrows. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
He looks like a hotter Dave Navarro. but yeah, Future Ex-Girlfriend, just a fun way to, like, the whole song is just sort of a fun way. Oh, like, oh, this.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it. I was, you know, We listened to these songs twice. We listened to them yesterday, and we just listened to them before we started recording. And both times, I was just, like, sitting there, just, like, kind of bopping my head and, like, dancing along to the song. It was fun. I liked it. I got a couple laughs out of it, too.
Yeah. It's just a fun way. He's, like, you know, the way he's talking about this girl, like, he's attracted to her. Mm-hmm. But once he talks to her for any amount of time, he realizes that she sucks.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's just a dating thing for everyone. Like, oh, I'm going to stay with this person for a little bit because they're hot. But I've definitely had those.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this song is very, it's like upbeat for a goth song.
Yeah.
And just fun. He has a great voice, very talented violin player. And yeah, it's just, I wish, I'm hoping that you have stuff to say about this because I'm going to keep saying the same things about it. Like, man, it's weird and fun that this guy exists and he's been around for 30 years and it's wonderful. And he's still doing, like, we just found his YouTube channel and it's like.
And he streams now.
Yeah. He, like, does streams of, like, going through his goth mansion, like, and shows you how to bake Halloween cookies and shit. It's awesome.
It's great. I love it.
So, yeah, he's another one of those that like, likes to stay with the times rather than stay in the era that he's from.
Yeah.
And that's another thing I appreciate. Yeah. So, and,
like, so the thing is, I have always been a wannabe goth. I like the style. I like the clothes. I want to listen to the music, but every goth band I've ever listened to, I did not like.
Yeah.
Typo Negative being one of them. I just, I could not get into it. I just, there's something about that deep voice that, like, I don't know.
It okay. I like Pete Steele's voice. Rest in peace, Pete Steele.
It's not even like, I don't know. I just have a thing with, like, deep voices where it kind of freaks me out because, like, your voice shouldn't be that deep.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, then I definitely don't have a death metal band called Mortician for you. That guy has, actually, I do have a band called Mortician for you. We're not going to do it for the show, but that guy has the deepest voice you've ever heard.
Oh, it freaks me out. Like, it's just, that shouldn't be, that voice should not be coming out of you. Like,
no.
Oh.
Well, let's listen to Mortician, and then we'll go to Typo Negative, and then you'll be like, oh, this is a normal voice that a normal person has. But yeah, again, that is not Voltaire's voice. He has a very pleasant singing voice.
He has a very good voice, and it kind of fits perfectly into the music that I already listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this had popped up on one of my playlists and, like, you know, I was with my friends or I was with at work or whatever, like, I don't think anybody would be surprised that it was on my list just because it fits in with everything else that I listen to. So I'm like, I'm very glad that I finally found a goth band that I like.
Yeah. And you wanna emulate some goth style.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Like, his is a good one. Yeah, so it sounds like we're not going to have too much to say about each one of these songs, which is fine because he never, like, I think Boohoo is his first album. Maybe it's his second one. But even now, the music that he makes isn't that much different.
Yeah.
So the songs have always sort of been this, like, upbeat, but still spooky and funny. And Future Ex-Girlfriend is just a fun way of saying you know, hot person that I want to date now and then toss to the side.
Move on.
To let some other, like, dumb, annoying person, which is fine. Dumb, annoying people need love, too. And, yeah. They can be with each other.
Yeah, it's you know, it's fine. I actually, like, I have the most to say about the last song.
Okay. All right, so. Well, then let's go to the second song, because I think I have the most to say about this one. Vampire Club. This is my favorite Voltaire song. It's just the music. And when you, especially back in the 90s and early 2000s when this music was made, and, you know, I was in high school, and you're in the counterculture scene, and I don't know how it is now, because it seems like counterculture stuff is a little bit more mainstream.
Yeah.
So back in the day when you were in the counterculture, like, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that because it sounds really stupid, but whatever. You took that shit super seriously. Yeah. And this is his way of kind of, like,
poking fun at, yeah,
like,
bit.
Loosen up goth kids, yeah. And, and kids who dress like pirates. And which I definitely did do, and like the ravers and all those. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're still ravers, but
yeah,
that was,
they're still ravers.
That was big, like Candy Kids. Mm-hmm. In the,
well, yeah,
mid-90s.
Candy is definitely making a comeback.
Okay, that is really very strange to me. Goth and ravers kind of joined,
yeah,
at least for a little while, and had like the goth kids with the crazy big colorful hair for a while, and
scene kids
and emo kids, and it's all, yeah, it all turned into a thing. But when you're in high school, and I get it, because like I said, this was totally me, but like finding people like you back in the 90s was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. So you had to, you know, take that shit seriously, because that was your thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's also a high school thing, and Vampire Club is sort of taking the piss out of like how serious, yeah, people take stuff. Yeah. And
some of the lyrics in this just gave me a good chuckle. Like, the one girl lost one of her fangs, and, yeah, they called her Snaggletooth.
Yeah.
And then somebody's contact fell out,
yep,
in the bathroom. Yep. And it's just like, it's goofy.
Yeah. It's a very goofy song about goofy stuff that people take very seriously. Yeah.
Top hats getting crushed, capes getting ripped. Love it.
Yeah, it's a very good, very good, very fun song. And like I said, I totally get your personality being your, you know, your counterculture thing. Mm-hmm. Because it totally is. But once you grow up, you're like, oh, that wasn't nearly as big of a deal, yeah, as I was making it. Like, those people would have hung out with me even if I didn't take, yeah, 3 hours to get in a, yeah, costume before we go out. And yeah, it's just one of those things that you have to learn. And to take that and make a fun, good song,
yeah, it's
like
a good
great
song.
So to use your, you know, your voice that people are going to hear, to sort of tell people that, like, kind of chill, it's, yeah, fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
it's just very fun. So that is Vampire Club. If you're going to listen to one of these songs, that would be the one that I would suggest, because it's sort of the most Voltaire-ish one.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Like, me saying that I have the most to say about the last one doesn't mean that I didn't like either one of these, because I really liked both of them. I really liked this second song. Like, it's just fun music, and it, you know, he has a great voice, and it's, the lyrics are funny, and you can understand what he's saying enough that if you're listening to it for the first time, you're going to hear it and you're going to laugh at it.
Yeah. Okay, so this last one, the one that I have the least amount to say, because it's the, Boohoo and The Devil's Briss were the two albums that were in heavy rotation in my, I don't want to sound like a rich kid over here, but 100 CD changer. That's right.
Oh my God. You had a 100 CD changer?
It's still up in the attic.
Oh my God.
And we have enough CDs still to
put 100,
to put
in,
100
there.
In there and probably have 200 or 300 left over. But anyway, I don't think there's speakers for it that work. So this one I didn't listen to nearly as much, but I do really like it. So what's with the Headless Waltz?
So here's the thing. If your song has waltz in it, I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
I love waltz songs. I don't know what it is. I just, there's something about a good waltz that just gets me moving, and it sticks in my head. And, you know, this is the song that I remember the most because it has a waltz in it. Like, I don't know what it is, but I love waltzes.
Okay.
It's really weird. It's really weird.
It's pretty weird.
It's really weird. But if there's a waltz in your song, I'm going to listen to it.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So good pick.
Okay. It's, I didn't know that. It's a strange.
It's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. But yeah, this one's cool because it has more music stuff in it. Like, his songs are generally very straightforward. Like, I don't want to say straightforward because they always have like a sort of strange, what am I trying to say? Like a structure to them. Mm-hmm. They have like, they're all sort of structured the same, but it's also like different, but it's always structured the same.
Yeah.
This one has a couple areas where it goes off, and there's like a violin solo. There's a little bit of like a, I'm not going to say guitar solo, but like there's a little area that sort of focuses on the guitar, which is very strange for a Voltaire song. So yeah, this one also has lyrics about how he's looking for his big fat head and other like fun stuff like that. So it's a song about how he lost his head and now he's looking for it.
Yeah. And you know, it's fun. It's fun. It's a song about a man who lost his head and is now looking for it, and it has a waltz in it. So it kind of hits all of my points.
Looking for his big fat head. So yeah, that's Voltaire. I wish I had more to say about it, but this was one that I just really wanted you to listen to.
Yeah, and like, you know, they've always been around.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard Voltaire songs before, obviously, because Billy and Mandy, again, was my childhood.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were a couple songs in there, so like I was always kind of, I don't want to say surrounded by Voltaire, because I wasn't really surrounded by Voltaire, but I was like,
aware of Voltaire?
I was aware of Voltaire. And
that's the name of the episode.
Yeah.
If I named these episodes, it would be Aware of Voltaire.
Aware of Voltaire. But yeah, I've always been aware of Voltaire.
he's very cool. I think it's really, this is one of those, like I've said about a bunch of your bands, mm-hmm. you know, I'm glad that he exists. Mm-hmm. It's like they might be giants, something that nobody else really attempts because why would they and how would they? And they couldn't.
No.
So it's just one of those groups that I appreciate being,
Yeah.
And at the same time is, what is wrong with you?
I have to pee.
I'm leaving that in, by the way.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so it's one of those groups that I'm glad that they're there. I'm glad that he takes some of the more serious aspects of childhood. Like, I remember what it's like to be in high school,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people forget that kind of stuff, but I remember that it's horrible. And to find, you know, like-minded people is important.
Yeah.
But at the same time, after you grow up and get out of high school, you realize that it wasn't. So it's a fine line to walk.
Yeah.
To really like sort of make that appreciated,
mm-hmm.
and not, you know, not talking down or, you know, but sort of saying it's going to be okay.
It's really not as big of a deal as you think it is.
Yeah, it's really not as big of a deal as you think it is. So yeah, that's Voltaire. He's great. Also, yeah, watch the songs if you can, if you're, you know, if you're near a device and you're not driving while you're listening to this, watch those videos, or, you know, when you pull over, just Google image search Voltaire.
Yeah.
So that you can look at him while you're listening to his music. So I guess we're going to go because some of us are shaking in our seats.
Listen.
So next week we are going to talk about the band with maybe the worst name I've ever heard. And that is The Front Bottoms.
The Front Bottoms. We're taking it to the Midwest. We're taking it emo. It's going to be great. Midwestern emo, man.
Ohio emo represent.
Ohio emo.
Okay, well, I'm going.
Are we gonna say where we're from?
Oh, we're going to say where we're from. I don't have to draw out our exit like I was going to. So I am Michael Golby from Jack Billings Presents Haunted Apartment Complex on the Podmoth Network. We're a very strange little humorous, weird fiction improv / scripted podcast about a apartment building that's haunted.
A
haunted apartment complex.
It's right there in the name.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely recommend checking that one out. And then this, and then I Love This Terrible Game, which is a video game podcast where we talk about video games. And that's all I'm going to say for right now.
Okay.
Starlight Phineas is a new scripted podcast that I'm a cast member of, where I play the father of the captain who escaped from his old folks home, and it's pretty hilarious. That one will be out in a couple months. I'll put more up about that on my Twitter at my neighbor MICH1 when it's closer to coming out. And I'm also on Tapan's Theater on Subspace more often lately, which is a Star Trek scripted comedy show. That one's also very good. Gee, where can we find you?
You can find me at my Twitter and Instagram handles, which I, again, do not remember what they are, but they will be in the show notes. You can find me on Jack Billings Presents Me and My Neighbor Michael, which precedes Haunted Apartment Complex. I'm on there occasionally. And you can also find me on some of the episodes of No Time to Binge. And eventually I'll be on Haunted Apartment Complex.
That is correct. Okay. Well, until next time. Not next week. Next time.
Next time.
With the front bottoms.
Front bottoms.
All right. Get out of here.
Okay. I'm going to go pee now.
Okay.